Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 420.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Being an entrepreneur can sometimes feel like, well, more than sometimes, often feel like a roller coaster ride. It's filled with emotional waves, it's filled with highs and celebrations, but we all experience our lows and challenges and difficulties and things breaking. Like, oh my gosh, it's just part and parcel of the experience that we know and love and call entrepreneurship. There are bound to be moments when results aren't quite what you expected. This is just normal. And there are bound to be times, sometimes long seasons, where progress seems to be crawling at a snail's pace and where your motivation takes a bit of a detour or a dip. But don't worry, my friend, I have your back. Here is the secret to staying connected to your purpose and your passion as a digital entrepreneur. And in putting this episode together for you, I really was tapping into those of you that have expressed recently, but also in the past, that you're feeling a little bit lost or disconnected in growing your digital business, or perhaps you're struggling to find your true purpose and messaging, because that's hard for a lot of people, and figure out what it is that sets you apart in this online business world. And I know also that for many of you that listen to this podcast or that follow me on socials, you don't even have a business yet, but you're inspired to have one. You're searching for the thing. And I just want to offer some words of encouragement that that is also just part of the process. And it already makes you different to the majority of people who don't ever dare to even have a dream. Like, you're already exceptional for even considering the possibility of creating your own business and creating an asset and creating freedom through something that lights you up and makes great abundant money and has you living the life of your dreams on your own terms. So stay with the process. But what I'm going to share with you today is really how you can begin to unleash your passion and your purpose so that you can truly discover your why. Let's get into it. Now, to really help you unleash your passion and your purpose and discover the power of your own unique messaging and even the products that you're going to create, I want to introduce you to Simon Sinek's Golden Circle. Now, this is a game-changing framework developed by Simon and explored within our Social Method Society. This Golden Circle activity is one of our fundamentals in stage one. When a business owner comes into the Social Method Society, this is one of the key milestones or action steps that we require them to do. Because through this simple exercise, they're able to clarify their why behind their work, as well as their unique how that makes them shine, and the impactful what that represents their offerings. And as your trusted friend and guide here on the podcast, I'm beyond excited to share this framework with you here in this episode. It's an empowering journey of self-discovery. And like I said, it is so clarifying when it comes to your messaging and even to your product suite or offer creation and what you're going to share with the world. So whether you have been in business for a long time or a short time, or maybe you're thinking of stepping into business, This is a process that I highly recommend that you go through. It's called the Golden Circle Exercise, and it really is the secret sauce for unlocking your true potential and purpose. It is made up of 3 concentric circles. We have the what, which is really what you're selling. It's your tangible products, or it's your service, or it's your online container. And when people purely focus on selling the what, they may have some success with having people purchase that product or step into working with them or book them in for their service. But the what is not the most important part of this golden circle. We need to go deeper with that. So, yep, we want to think about what it is that we are going to create, or what is the vehicle that we are going to put out into the world to help someone. But at a deeper level, we also want to look at your how. And in this phase, you need to discover the unique gifts and strengths that set you apart from the crowd, because this is about putting your own spin, your own unique essence into the what. I mean, there's pretty much no original idea these days, let's be honest, but you are the secret sauce for making it be unique. So when you are thinking about the how, this is in relation to the thing that you provide, or the product that you have, or the coaching container that you've created. How are you going to have your impact? How are you going to showcase your authentic self? How are you going to create a new way of thinking and being, or a new methodology, or a new framework? How are you going to make that meaningful impact? What is it that sets you apart from everyone else that is already doing this thing? Because the last thing the world needs is another vanilla cookie cutter product without an edge or digital offer that just blends in and looks like everybody else's either course or membership or coaching container. No. How are you going to make it have a meaningful impact by infusing it with your authentic self and making it different? And then we're going to go one step further, which is really diving deep into your core values and your beliefs as an individual, as a difference maker. This is the essence of why you're even doing what you're doing. And it's important because it's going to help you identify the driving force behind your work and crafting a compelling why statement that can really become the heartbeat of your messaging and of your business. This is the thing, like when people talk about, oh, you need to have a mission as a business, or you need to create a movement or something for people to buy into so that your movement is easily understood and your message is passed on and that people are coming towards you. This is how we build an audience. This is how we build a community. This is how we become known. It is the why that brings it all together. But most people make the mistake of just thinking or giving all of the importance to the what, to the actual thing and the product that they're selling. And they end up selling a course with 5 modules and 10 lessons and 3 workbooks and a quiz and 2 coaching calls with me. They end up selling their deliverables. No one wants to buy your deliverables. What they want is the result, and what they're buying into is the why. Let's dive into some examples that bring the golden circle concept to life in your digital business journey. Remember, if this is the first time that you're hearing this, or if it feels a little bit like you're trudging through custard, and it's just, it's hard, it's not sinking in, that's okay. I'm here to guide you and empower you every step of the way. And remember, if you're a member of my Social Method Society, we support you in completing this, and we love every single day when someone takes themselves through this very quick training and they do the exercise, because the handout is in there also with the circles. We ask you to take a photo of it and share it in the Facebook group for feedback, but also for evidence that you've done this work, because it really is that impactful when you are starting to think about your brand and your messaging and your offers. So let's have a look at a practical example, okay? And I'll go backwards this time. I'll start with the why, and then I'll move into the how, and then I'll move into the what, because for some people, when they hear it this way, it clicks, okay? So picture yourself, just imagine that you're a digital entrepreneur who is passionate about empowering women to become financially independent. Your why, your big reason, your mission, your movement that is going to become contagious for others could be something like this. I believe that every woman deserves the opportunity to control her own destiny and create a life of abundance and fulfillment free from financial constraints. I want to inspire and equip every woman with the knowledge and resources to break free from limitations and build their dream businesses. So that could be your why. And that is your why for you, but it is also your why in terms of your deeper messaging around the impact piece and the movement of why it is you do what you do. Now, you could go a layer deeper and attach a personal story of significance to that why. Because let's be honest, the majority of us are doing what we are doing because we didn't receive what we needed in one way, shape, or form. And so maybe this person with this why who supports other women to create abundance and fulfillment, to be free from limitations and to have independence, maybe that person came from an experience where they just did not have that, or where that was taken from them, or where they weren't empowered around money. And so now they're here to be a difference maker. Like, that just amplifies the why. All right, let's move into the middle circle, which is the how. Now, I want you to think about the unique approach that you use to achieve your why and your purpose. Let's just say that you have a digital course that helps women develop valuable skills in e-commerce and set up their online store. Your how might be something like this. I provide step-by-step training, one-on-one coaching, and supportive community where women can learn proven strategies and techniques for launching and growing their own successful e-commerce store. I emphasize practical implementation, mindset shifts, and ongoing support to ensure their long-term success. So that would be your how for someone that is, say, an e-commerce growth coach or someone with an e-commerce membership. Now let's move into the what, which is the outer circle. Finally, think about the tangible products and the actions that represent your business, okay? In this case, your what could involve offering an e-commerce course with modules covering topics like market research, website setup, marketing, product sourcing, customer service, packing and sending, wholesale, all of that. You might also provide templates, checklists, access to a private community of like-minded female entrepreneurs to foster support and grow through collaboration. That is the what. So we've moved from our why, which is really like the why does this matter so much? Helping women create dream businesses that empower them to become financially free. And how is by providing the step-by-step training or the one-on-one coaching And the what is, you know, what you're actually teaching inside of that program. So it's the specific modules, it's the topics that you explore, it's the facilitated discussions, it's the checklist, the printables they get, the quizzes after each module, however it is that you structure your online course. So I hope that you're able to see how to turn your passion and your purpose into really, this could be your business plan, but also your messaging. And it's so simple and it's so effective and it takes our focus away from just thinking about the what, because everyone comes into business just thinking about the what, and it's the whole, oh, how am I going to make my money? Okay. And then what am I going to include? Oh, okay, I'm going to do 5 modules and 10 lessons and all of the worksheets. And that is kind of where people go wrong. But by adding in the why, all of a sudden you stand for something. And that is a movement that people can buy into. And that is the secret for building a long-lasting community and also having messaging that connects at a heart level with people versus just the head only. By applying the golden circle to digital entrepreneurship, you are prioritizing your passion and your purpose. That is your why. Then you're developing a unique method or approach. That's the how. And then you're offering valuable products or services. That is the what. And this approach just allows you to connect with your target audience on a deeper emotional level, like I said, but also stand out from the competition and create that loyal community of inspired people who resonate with your mission and who go and tell their friends. Remember, your role is to cast the vision, hold the vision, and your unique way of making a difference is what is going to set you apart in the digital landscape. So stay true to your why, like really feel it, get emotional about it, care about it, because we can tell the second someone doesn't. Get so connected to your why that it will overcome any fear and any excuse and any temporary mood of not wanting to show up and do the work. Keep refining your how. I mean, we need to obsess over making our products better and better and better, or our services better. And then, of course, focusing on the what. The world needs your unique brilliance. I hope that you know that and deeply believe that. I believe in you wholeheartedly, but you've got to believe in you as well. And so do this golden circle exercise. Maybe you need to listen to this again. This one is like a bit of a training, I guess. Maybe you need to listen to this one again. And it doesn't matter if you're not a member of the SMS and you don't have the worksheet to support with the circles. Just write yourself those 3 headings, what, how, and why, and listen to this podcast and stop it, pause it at every moment and have a go. And if you do this, it's going to be so clarifying for you, but also for your audience. And I invite you to send me a DM with a photo of the evidence of your paper, your piece of paper, or wherever you did this, that you did this. And I challenge you one step further to share that photo in your Instagram stories and just let me know you listened to this episode. Here's my golden circle at Mums with Hustle. Tag me. I want to see it. I want us to become a community of action takers. That is how we become the person that creates her freedom. We become her by taking action steps like this. So don't just hear the homework, go and do it. Take a photo of it, share it to your stories and tag me. I can't wait to see your what, your how, and most importantly, your why. I hope this episode inspired you and has fired you up to go and take action. And I can't wait to connect with you more here next week. Take care.